The White House Report.
White House Director of Legislative Affairs Mark Short and Mick Mulvaney, the head of OMB, held about a 17-minute briefing with reporters in the White House briefing room, all on the looming shutdown. If a shutdown happens at midnight tonight, the White House is blaming Democrats, as they need 12 Democratic votes to help prevent a shutdown. Mind you, as Republicans are in charge of both houses, there are some Republicans who are not in favor of the CR. But the White House and the Republican Party happens to be blaming Democrats for this issue. Republicans offered Democrats a sweetener of 6 years of funding for CHIP, but the funding did not include funding for CHIP in health care centers. Mark Short.
We frankly think that giving the Children's Health Insurance Program something that Democrats have asked for, reauthorizing it for 6 years, was something that would attract Democrat votes. Unfortunately, it doesn't appear that's the case.
The White House Legislative Affairs Director told reporters that the president last night was making calls to negotiate a deal to prevent a budget shutdown that is still looming.
He is actively on the phone. That's what we will continue to try to be saying. What is a solution that you guys think would be necessary?
Meanwhile, if the shutdown happens, this is what's going to happen. OMB Director Mick Mulvaney.
The OMB is responsible for sort of managing the lapse, managing the shutdown. The military will still go to work. They will not get paid. Okay? The border will still be patrolled. They will not get paid. Folks will still be fighting the fires out west. They will not get paid. The parks will be open. People won't get paid. You can see the whole list. There'll be a bunch of different things when you see in 2013 compared to 2013, but don't lose sight of the fact that we're asking the military to work without pay. We're asking firefighters to work without pay. It's still harming the people. What's different? Okay, it's different. Parks will be open this time, and they weren't before. Let's go down the list. The parks are open, but especially if the services are provided by third parties, but things like the trash won't get picked up. Fannie and Freddie will be open. The post office will be open. The TSA will be open. But again, all of these people will be working for nothing, which is simply not fair. We are going to manage the shutdown differently. We are not going to weaponize it. We're not going to try and hurt people, especially people who happen to work for this federal government. Okay, but we still need Congress to appropriate the funds.
April Ryan, AURN News.